Well, let me say that I got a call last night, clearly stating that the president wanted me to serve on the transitional team, and was told that the inauguration was going to be this morning. So I, you know, called the chairman of my party, Samia, to tell her that this is the message that I've got. But as far as I was concerned, I am a Ghanaian first, and everything that needs to be done to advance the cause of this country, I will do. So yes, I went, were inaugurated. The president charmingly told us that we were eminent Ghanaians and people that Ghanaians trust. And that is why he picked us to be members of the transition team. Now, you know that earlier on in the year, the presidential transitional bill was passed, Act 845. That clearly details what should happen in a transition year. That the incumbent government should take stock of all the activities and hand over that, including handing over notes, to a transitional team. Now, the transitional team is made up of statutory officers of government, which includes some ministers, head of civil service, cabinet secretary, president secretary, national security coordinator, national security advisor, ministers of defense, interior, finance, foreign affairs. You know, they are statutory members. And in addition to that, you know, nine other members were named. So we are to constitute three subcommittees, one to do with inauguration, one to do with government machinery, and one to do, I've forgotten what the third one is. But, you know, these are three statutory committees and other committees that we might deem necessary. He charged the vice chair, the vice president, to chair the transitional team. And the first meeting has been fixed for 2 p.m. on Friday. So, in a sense, it's going to be a steep learning curve because we've got a very short time before the inauguration on the 7th of January. And we should work pretty fast to get everything ready for the inauguration and everything ready for the handing over of government to the president-elect and an incoming team.
Professor Akosa, would you say this is a bipartisan committee of a transitional team to work on this project as assigned to you by the president-elect?
Well, I would not. I don't know. I mean, there's nothing there that says that I was nominated because I'm a member of the Convention People's Party. I suspect that I was nominated in my own right as a Ghanaian and as somebody, I suppose, with sound mind and a sound body. So that is the way I'll take it. But you know that the president, at one of his policy briefings after he had taken over, admonished the winner-take-all system very loud and clear and said that, you know, he will be very happy to form an inclusive government. So I cannot say that this is an aspect of it. He has said it, and it remains to be seen how he will follow through with it. But as far as I'm concerned, I believe that this is Ghana, and this is my country. And if I, it is believed that I can be of any assistance to, you know, this country, I will do it to the best of my ability. And therefore, as far as I'm concerned, my name has been mentioned. I have been inaugurated as a member of a transitional team, and I will go and work as hard as I can, you know, I can do to make sure that the transition is smooth and that Ghana wins once again.
What should Ghanaians expect from this team, especially when some people are not necessarily pleased with the election and they're going to challenge it in court, but as a member of this transition team, what should Ghanaians expect from your team?
I think what Ghanaians should expect is a smooth inauguration ceremony, a smooth handing over of government machinery to the president-elect and his team. You know, incidentally, because he is the incumbent president, you know, we don't know how radical the change will be. And whatever it is, it must be smooth. You know, the Constitution allows for a legal challenge of the result. And as the Electoral Commissioner said, his job has been done. If anybody has any grievances, you go to court. And the court would decide, you know, on the strength of the case. So as far as we're concerned, the electoral commissioner has done its job. The president was supposed to inaugurate this within 24 hours, as stipulated. He's done it. And as far as we're concerned, ours is to roll and get the work done. As far as we're concerned, we are not subject to the court decision, the court process, and therefore we get our work done until such time that the court decides, you know, yes or no, in whose favor, depending on the strength of the argument. And I'm not keen to wade into the merits of any case.